9:30. Good morning, everybody. This is the September 20th, 2017 morning meeting of the Portland City Council. Welcome, everyone. Good morning, everybody. There it is. I got it. Welcome to the September 20th morning session of the Portland City Council. Carla, please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Here.
Udaly? Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Wheeler?
Here. The purpose of council meetings is to do the city's business, including hearing from the community on issues of concern. In order for us to hear from everyone and to give due consideration to matters before the council, we must all endeavor to preserve order and decorum of these meetings. To make sure that the process is clear for everyone, I want to review some of the basic guidelines, which I hope will help everyone feel comfortable, welcome, respected, and safe at the meeting, and also to ensure that decorum is maintained. There are two opportunities for public participation. First, we have an opportunity for people to sign up for communications to briefly speak about any subjects they wish to address. These items must be scheduled in advance with the clerk's office. Second, people may sign up for testimony on the first readings of reports, resolutions, and ordinances. If you sign up, your testimony must address the matter being considered at the time. Please state your name for the record. We don't need your address. If you're a lobbyist, council rules require you to disclose that information. If you're here representing an organization, please identify that organization. Individuals have 3 minutes to testify, unless otherwise stated. When you have 30 seconds left, the yellow light is going to light up, and when your time is done, the red light will come on. Conduct that disrupts the meeting, for example, shouting or interrupting others' testimony or interrupting during council deliberations, will not be tolerated. People who disrupt the meeting face ejection from the meeting. If there is a disruption, I'll issue a warning that if any further disruption occurs, anyone who's disrupting the meeting will be subject to ejection for the remainder of the meeting. Anyone who fails to leave the meeting after being ejected will be subject to arrest for trespass. If you want to show your support for something, thumbs up is great. If you don't like something you hear, thumbs down. The bottom line is this. It is a shocking day if you agree with everything everybody says at the dais. So let's just be respectful and consider it an opportunity to learn when we hear perspectives and views that are different for our own. So without further ado, Carl.